Well, among those campaigning for a no vote in the same-sex marriage postal survey are a small number of people who identify as LGBTQI themselves. Wilson Gavin is a University of Queensland student and a spokesman for Our Voice, Our Vote. It's an organisation of LGBTQI people and their straight allies who oppose same-sex marriage. A video of him being heckled by same-sex marriage advocates has been retweeted by prominent no campaigners, including Tony Abbott. Wilson Gavin, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you.
You're a gay man. You don't believe that marriage should be extended to two men and two women. Why not?
Well, at its core, I just think marriage has always been an institution between a man and a woman. And I think that that's what works best for families. That's what works best for society. But more deeply, I'm just worried about the negative ramifications that can come directly from same-sex marriage. I mean, as we've seen in the UK, since same-sex marriage was legalised, we've seen church schools being refused accreditation by Ofsted for teaching traditional Christian views on marriage. We've seen the Speaker of Parliament in the UK saying that same-sex marriage won't be really in place in the UK until it's happening in churches. We've seen people losing their jobs, and which that's already happening here, as we saw yesterday. A woman posted her opposition to the Yes campaign on Facebook and was summarily fired.
So isn't there a way around that, making it, well, you know, there are laws saying they shouldn't be unfairly dismissed. We have laws to protect people against these sorts of scenarios, don't we?
We do have laws like that. But I don't think the government has been forthcoming enough in terms of the, well, in terms of what it's going to place on freedom of speech and freedom of religion in the coming years if a Yes campaign succeeds. I don't have faith, looking at some of the vitriol that has been coming from the Yes campaign, that this isn't going to extend into the future if they are successful.
Even if you don't want to get married yourself, can you understand why this is such an important issue for other people, LGBTIQ people?
Oh, look, I totally understand, and I have, you know, friends and family who are voting yes. And I totally understand for people who do see it as simply as an equality issue, why they would want to see same-sex marriage legalised. And I totally respect their opinion.
Okay, so you respect their opinion, but you're not convinced by it. You talk about all these other issues, for instance, this issue of freedom and consequences. Do you think that you could construct, if there is a yes vote, a kind of same-sex marriage bill that protects people's freedoms and right to exempt themselves but still allow same-sex couples that want to get married to get married?
From a perspective, I suppose so. I'm not, you know, even from a perspective beyond government intervention, I'm worried about the yes mob, you know, these bullies who are drowning out people and, you know, violently assaulting people, as we saw at the University of Sydney last week. That no matter how many laws in place, just the amount of vitriol that we've seen coming from the Yes campaign is truly alarming.
Well, Tony Abbott, this is how I realised you were around. I saw Tony Abbott's video that he posted on his Twitter account. You wouldn't be surprised that I follow Tony Abbott. He's a former Prime Minister, so, you know, I was obviously watching what he's doing. He posted this video of you. You were heckled at a protest. But do you see that heckling as, you know, being violent, or is it just part of the, you know, free speech, democratic discourse?
Look, I love a good debate. I love, you know, being able to discuss a complicated issue like same-sex marriage, even if it does devolve into sort of heated words. What's not okay was the Yes campaigners, who were mostly members of Socialist Alternative on campus, chanting and trying to drown out what I was saying. You know, that is an attack on free speech. You know, interjecting into a conversation, while rude and distasteful, is one thing, but actively trying to drown out the voice of a gay man who is opposed to same-sex marriage is something different. And calling me a bigot and a homophobe.
Clearly there are, you know, extremes on every side of debate. You'd concede that, right?
Oh, totally. And, you know, from what I've seen on social media, there have been some very homophobic, appalling comments made from people who I assume are voting no. But I think the no campaign itself has been absolutely exemplary in the way it's been treating LGBTIQ people like myself. I find it has been very respectful and very accommodating of respectful debate, whereas the Yes campaign just seems to be preoccupied upon drowning out people who are supporting No, no matter what sexuality they are.
You're a spokesman for this group, Our Voice, Our Vote. Tell me more about the organisation.
Well, it was just I know quite a few LGBT people at university who are against same-sex marriage, and I do have friends and neighbours and family who are against, who are LGBT and who are against same-sex marriage. So I just thought, why don't we have a voice? Why is our voice in this campaign not being heard? Why are the voices of LGBT people who are on the opposite side of the issue to most LGBT people not being heard?
So we're hearing some voices, but you'd concede you're pretty much in the minority in the gay community?
In a minority, yes, but I would say that it's a sizable minority. I would say that in Australia there would be tens of thousands of people who are LGBT who are voting no because, they can see what the No campaign is saying has merit.
You're a uni student, I imagine. This is a presumption, so I'm just kind of owning that marriage is probably not on your horizon as a young person. But do you see a day down the track when you are partnered with someone that you might want to formalise your union?
I'm looking forward to the day that I'm meeting my soulmate, but I don't think that, loving someone in that deep romantic way needs to have a piece of paper as validation. I think as a de facto LGBT, as de facto same-sex couple in Australia, we have the same legal rights as any other couple in Australia.
Is it the same though? Because I've seen the case made from the people on the Yes side that there are some differences. Access to hospital in terms of family members. Often, you have to be married to get that kind of access. There have been people who have written very compellingly in the last little while during this debate about being denied access to their own partner because de facto couples are sometimes not treated the same as married couples.
Perhaps not socially, which is a tremendous shame, but legally, to my understanding, de facto couples have the same rights in law as any other couple, and that includes same-sex de facto couples.
One of the arguments used by the No campaign, not all, and I'll see if you subscribe to this, because obviously, being on one side doesn't mean you agree with everything that's said on that side, and I can see that on the Yes side too. It's pretty complex stuff, right? But one of the arguments is, well, the campaigners on the other side are quite full on, so, we couldn't possibly vote that way. Can you remove the people campaigning for an issue? And clearly, you've raised Socialist Alternative. That's one group that you've got, some concerns with from the issue itself.
Totally. And I think any issue should be debated on its merits and not on the people who are debating it. However, I do think it is alarming that the majority of hate that we're seeing in this campaign is being directed towards people who are supporting No by people who support the Yes campaign, which to me says something about, what a Yes vote could mean for all Australians.
I don't know if that can be proven, to be honest. That'd have to be fact-checked, because I know people on the Yes side have received some pretty vile abuse as well. Wouldn't you concede that there's been vile abuse on both sides of this debate?
Oh, totally.
So how can you be sure that the No side has received more vile abuse than the other side?
I don't have any statistics in front of me, but just in terms of what I've seen in person and what I've seen on social media, I personally do not know of any, none of my gay friends have been subjected to homophobic abuse during this campaign, whereas many conservative friends of mine have been by Yes voters.
But that's different to what you just said. You said that you'd seen some pretty homophobic stuff from the No side.
On social media, not directed to anyone I know, but just general comments made.
Okay. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Patricia.
Wilson Gavin is a University of Queensland student and a spokesman for Our Voice, Our Vote, an organisation of LGBTIQ people and their straight allies who oppose same-sex marriage. Getting so many texts on this, I often do, but a lot of people saying, why are we talking about this issue? Everyone has voted. Truth is, firstly, it's a survey. not a vote, it's a survey, but actually many people haven't. I can, you know, tell you, I haven't got a ballot or a survey form. I know many on my team here at RN Drive also haven't. So I actually think there's a lot of people in this country that still have not seen these letters at all. And it is a debate going on in our community. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can keep texting me. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RN Drive.